Van Morrison seems to elicit a lot of resentment on the part of the people who talk about him or write about him, as if he were just, if he'd just be a little nicer. Well, I could be a little nicer to him.
Since he began his career in the mid-1950s, Van Morrison has been inspiring people with his music, and often antagonizing the press with his ever-prickly personality. But as far as author and culture critic Greil Marcus is concerned, that prickliness is one of the things that makes Van Morrison great. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Van Morrison has long been an artist who needs no introduction, but who even the most loyal fans feel they barely know. Greil Marcus has been a Van fan for several decades now, and he writes about that experience in all its confusion, disappointment, and occasional moments of transcendence in his latest book, When That Rough God Goes Riding, Listening to Van Morrison. In that book, Greil doesn't seek to provide new or revelatory information about Van Morrison. It's more of a reflection on his own experience with Van's music. But Greil told WFUV's Nora Flaherty that his reading tour of the book did result in finding out some interesting facts about Van's life.
At every reading, people have told Van Morrison stories, and some of them are just wonderful. One woman said that she had, I guess she was probably in her 50s, had an Irish accent, and she said, I called my father today, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to hear this guy talk about Van Morrison. He said, oh, really? I used to work on the docks in Belfast with his father. And, you know, we go back to his house, and he had this enormous record collection, all these old 78s, jazz and blues and stuff I'd never heard before, and just hundreds and hundreds of records. And, you know, there was this little kid, this toddler, who would just sort of dance around and say, I want that one, Daddy, I want that one. And he was talking about Van Morrison when he was two or three. Well, that's a story I've never found in any books, and I was privileged to hear it.
The more I'm with you, baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never cease. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere along a country road of peace. A little cottage on the outskirts, well, we can really find release. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby, you're my centerpiece.
Hey, baby, come and
love. You know, he is someone who stays out of the public eye. He doesn't talk about his private life. He's not a huge star. He hasn't had a top 10 hit since, God, when was it, 1980 or something. He's someone with a following. He's not someone with an audience that attends to his every word and cares about what he does. And I think that's something he's fought for. You know, that's a great imprisonment for any performer, any public person, when the public thinks they know who this person is, what this person is about. They want certain things from that person, and they don't want anything that's unfamiliar. That's a cage, and I think he's fought really hard to stay out of that cage. Sometimes you go to a Van Morrison concert, and he's up on stage, and you get the feeling that he needs to perform his songs, he needs to make his music in public, but why do all these people have to be there? That's the feeling sometimes.
And I was strong and merry when jumped the hedges first. And I will drink the clear, clean water for to cleanse my thirst. And I'll show out the ferry boats and they'll get high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never grow so old. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain.
Van Morrison with Sweet Thing and Centerpiece with Georgie Fame. Greil Marcus's new book is When That Rough God Goes Riding, Listening to Van Morrison. And it's out from Public Affairs Press. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online at WFUV.org.